The new film Dirty Laundry takes us to rural Georgia. A family gets more than it bargained for when its prodigal son comes home from New York.
Do you realize how hard it was growing up around here? You know, feeling like I never was really a part of anything, or feeling like something was wrong with me.
I always raised my kids not to even care about what other people think.
Mom, I'm talking about you.
Excuse me?
I never felt good enough. At all, never. You know, I couldn't say the right things. I couldn't do the right things. You know, I felt like I always came up short.
Oh, Sheldon, now you know that.
Did you ever accept me for being me?
Dirty Laundry stars Loretta Devine. Maurice Jamal wrote and directed the film, and they're both here with me now. Maurice, Loretta, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
So, Loretta, before we get into the particulars of the movie, you have such a familiar face. Folks know your voice. You've been in Dreamgirls. This is your first starring role.
Oh, God. That's what a lot of people are saying. Every role to me is like a starring role. I mean, when you look at things like Waiting to Exhale, that ensemble. But this is the first time I've had this kind of monologue and, I guess, this kind of screen time. So I guess in that way it is my first starring role.
Now, the clip that we heard hinted at the fact that this movie is about homosexuality in a black family. A gay man goes back home, discovers that he has a young son, but there is more. Maurice, why don't you take the plot line from there?
There is a lot more. Dirty Laundry really is sort of a family film about getting to the root of what sometimes separates us and realizing that beyond that, there's something that can bring us together. So there are lots of secrets and lots of plot lines. Loretta's character is sort of having an illicit love affair and is conflicted about...
That sounds fun.
Right. Always is. Illicit's the best. And is conflicted with how she raised her kids and whether or not she did the correct thing. And I think a lot of single moms go through that. And so each one of the characters, the brother, the sister, the aunt, all they're dealing with some issues. And the prodigal son's coming home and coming out really kind of helps everyone come to terms with what's going on in their own lives.
Now, Loretta, a lot is made of the African-American community vis-a-vis being gay. Is there acceptance of gay members of the black community? How does this film, to you, really bring this out?
Oh, the black community, well, I guess if you're a choir director, there's acceptance. we're struggling with all kinds of issues as far as the down low is concerned. I think what's so wonderful about this film is the way Maurice has set it up. You get to know all of the characters very well before you find out what is really happening in their lives. And so there's a love of the people that are in the movie by the time you realize that you're dealing with these particular issues. And that makes it, I think, much easier for people to go, okay, I can deal with this.
You know, and it's interesting, too, just talking about, you know, sexuality in our community. I actually don't think that the African community is more homophobic than the mainstream community, the white community. What I think is that black folks are just more connected to our hometown, whether it be through sororities or fraternities. The fact that we went to an HBCU, we still go to the same church with our mom and dad. And so coming out has a different implication because I'm not just coming out. My family is coming out around this issue. And so for me, that was something that I thought about.
Okay.
How does my coming out affect my grandmother and my mom and my brothers and sisters? And so I really think that's what the difference is. In some odd way, it's almost about community accountability.
Now, the church, black church, is not something that you can quantify as one entity, but there have been some people who are really critical. There was a Christian website, the Pope of Pentecost. It's posted scathing reviews.
Right.
How do you respond to the idea that this is not a movie that meets the moral standards of some African Americans, particularly some Christians?
I don't know if I should respond. And I say that because, you know, Spike Lee once said that films are reviewed and understood, you know, in the minds of the people who view them. I knew that when I wrote the film and was directing the film, there were going to be some people who didn't like it. But you know what? I think that's okay. Because if I wrote a film that everyone would like, it would be Soul Plane 8. Or it would be some sort of, you know, piece of urban garbage that we've seen before that really caters to the lowest common denominator, and black audiences deserve better than that. We deserve films that are challenging, that are interesting. I like the fact that some people don't like it, and I want, you know, Uncle Pete and, you know, Aunt Peanut to go out to Red Lobsters and get them an all-you-can-eat shrimp platter and talk about this movie after they see it on Sunday.
Loretta, When you think about this movie and the roles that black women do and don't get in Hollywood, what attracted you to it? And what do you think about that general issue? We've talked a lot about how sometimes there really aren't a lot of roles that suit people.
I was so attracted to the piece when I first read it, and a lot of it was because of the incredible the incredible amount of comedy and the monologues. It was just such a challenge. I wasn't even sure that I would be able to do this particular piece because it was such a challenge in the way that the scenes were written and the level of seriousness, but in a comic vein. So
you can be really hilarious and then really somber.
Right. So I was so attracted to it for that reason. But I've been so blessed as far as being able to getting a chance to work a lot in a lot of diverse roles and doing a lot of different types of things. I think a lot of doors are getting ready to open and are opening for Afro-American films. I'm in this Christmas, and it's number 2 in the box office, which is a shock, I think, to the established Hollywood. And I think it's the same thing as when Waiting to Exhale came out. There's such a tremendous need for what our writers and directors and actors have to offer. And I think there's money to be made, and people are waking up to that truth.
Maurice, this movie was co-produced by the author and activist Keith Boykin.
Right.
Tell me what kind of a team you put together to try to accomplish this.
Well, you know, I think Dirty Laundry's probably had more no's than any other project in recent history. I mean, people said no to the script. They said no to the idea. They said no to the cast. They said no to funding. So for me, it was important to get a group of people together who believed in it. No holds barred. And so Keith Boykin has been a fantastic supporter. He's helped in raising awareness. Nathan Williams, Crystal McCreary Anthony, Adrian Lopez were sort of my original team of executive producers who raised money and went out and are still sort of beating the pavement on a daily basis to bring audiences to the theater. And, you know, as an artist, it's amazing, and it's such a blessing to have people sort of support your vision and your eccentricities, and I have a lot of that. So it was a great team to work with.
You're rocking a mohawk. We can just start with that.
Right, exactly.
Even though it's radio. Now, Loretta, just briefly, this movie is not playing in the black theaters in Los Angeles or the ones in the black neighborhoods. It's playing in whiter neighborhoods. Are you surprised by that? It's doing quite well, but would you want it to be in black neighborhoods?
Yes, I absolutely. I wanted to open to unlimited houses all over the world, I think that could possibly happen. It's just a matter of word of mouth or people seeing it. I don't know.
Exactly. I mean, it's important for all the people out there. You know, black folks, you got to go and support it at the Beverly Center. It's so important.
All right, Loretta, Maurice, thanks so much.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Loretta Devine stars in the new film Dirty Laundry. It's in theaters now, and Maurice Jamal wrote and directed the movie. They both join me here in our studios at NPR West.